Hi, Andy and Molly. You're both on the air.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ken. Uncle Ken.
Hey, you sound incredibly far away.
Okay, I'll move up a little bit. Hold on.
Move up? Yeah. Roll your car seat forward closer to your microphone.
Okay, sir. Just a little better?
Yeah, a little better.
Well, I'm afraid you have to live with this for an hour.
Okay.
Wait, I'll crank this up a little more.
I don't think the volume of...
Does the volume of the radio speaker, if I turn that up, does that also amplify the microphone?
No, it doesn't seem to do that. Okay, well, set us up, Andy. You're in the car with your 15-year-old daughter, Molly.
Well, Molly is...
There's a squirrel.
Is this squirrel?
Oh, hit it. Molly, hit it. That's 2 points.
You get extra points. Yeah, we could put some notches on our fender.
Yeah.
Molly is going to turn 16 soon, so she'll be taking driver's ed this year. I don't know how that will work during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
But that's the plan, at least. And so we've been going out every once in a while. We come out to this parking lot, and Molly drives around, and I've been giving her all the benefit of my wisdom.
Right. Are there a lot of hobos in that parking lot?
You mean to aim at, to hit?
Yeah.
For target practice?
Yep.
Only two.
Only two. And they're wily. They move pretty fast.
That's good. That's what Molly needs.
We'd have better luck with the squirrels. And I thought our listeners might also want to share the best advice they have about driving. The best advice they could give a green newbie rookie driver.
And are you two driving right now?
Or stories about taking a driver. Well, right now we're in a Chevy Volt, a hybrid Chevy Volt. I'll tell you why we're driving a Volt, Ken.
I know why. Can I guess?
Oh, yeah. I know. What I tell people is that I'm saving the world.
Well, yeah, it's the only planet we have.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason is my son-in-law works for GM.
Ah, okay.
And I got $1,000 friends and family discount.
Ah.
So you'll have to figure out which is. But Molly is, I'm in the passenger seat, but I'm not worried. Molly is driving, but I'm completely cool and calm, aren't I, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Because Molly is very responsible, and she is going to, she is about to engage the engine, or in this case, the battery. So you want to drive around while we talk, honey?
Oh, sure, Dad.
Okay, so we're in park, and now we're going into, okay, pressing the brake.
And if people want to join you, if any listeners in Morris County would like to join you, which parking lot are you in?
Yeah, the last thing I said to Molly is, the most important thing is, honey, do not reveal what parking lot we're in.
Can we guess what parking lot you're in?
Yeah, you can guess. Yes. Here, pull it right behind the Sears, the loading box there at the Sears. Oh, no, wait, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, Sears.
Oh, no, did I say that out loud?
You did say that out loud right after you said that you made Molly swear she wouldn't reveal where you were.
Oh, no. Well, luckily, my little town, Madison, New Jersey, has 8 Sears stores.
So go to the Sears closest to Madison, New Jersey, and look for the Chevy Volt. Hey, we had a full switchboard for a second there. Let me grab a call before we lose them all.
Ken, do you have any?
I do. Hi, you're on the air. Well, make that. We lost all the calls. But if you have any driving tips.
What did you do?
Molly
is driving around in an oval. She's doing great.
Uh-huh.
So if you have any stories about your driver's test or learning to drive. Now, my father gave me one piece of advice that I remember, and only one, regarding driving.
What was it?
He said, He said, just remember this. One rule that he should always remember. The most important thing, he said, and it was very dramatic. He paused, and then he said, a rolling ball is always followed by a running child.
What about a frisbee? What about a rolling frisbee?
Yeah. That's a good question, Ken.
Hey, we got calls. We got calls again.
But you know what? You know what? I discovered that he was right about that.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Driver's Ed with Andy and Molly.
Hi, how you doing? You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Very nice.
So what driving advice have you got for Molly?
I got some good advice once. It's if you ever get into any kind of fender bender, you never apologize, because then it automatically becomes your fault.
Yeah, if you get into an accident, you can ask if everybody's okay, but you never explain your version of things.
Oh, that's good. I might need that in a few minutes.
No, yeah, before the hour's over.
Yeah, that is. That was good advice. That was that actually is really good. One time I got into a fender bender, and I just assumed that the other party was going to fess up and tell the cops the truth when they got there, and they didn't. So anything you can do to document what really happened.
Or just say, the simplest thing is just say, he was a racist. I hit him because he was a racist.
Yeah, well, of course, you got to say that.
Comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phone number is 201.
Let's see him wiggle out of that one. Good luck.
It's 201-209-9368, and it's the Driver's Ed episode of 7 Second Delay. Andy is in the Sears parking lot. Yeah.
Molly is going around the parking lot. Let's see him wiggle out of that one. 4 or 5 miles an hour. Good luck.
Hi, you're on the air. Can you turn down your radio a bit?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm on the West Side Highway, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Northbound or southbound?
I did not get on the George Washington Bridge, though.
Give Molly that advice again.
Yeah, so let me give you this good advice. This advice came down from my grandfather to my mother and then to me.
And what was the advice again?
If you go 60 miles an hour, you got to stay 6 car lengths ahead. Or let the cars ahead of you be 6 car lengths.
True.
So you don't want to be up on a car's grill, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Because that's the thing. You got to be patient in your acceleration. And if you're going 60 miles an hour and you're only 10 feet ahead or behind the car ahead of you, and then suddenly, like, a chipmunk comes on the road, and that person doesn't want to hit the chipmunk, and they swerve.
How many points?
You're only 2 feet away. You're going to hit the end of that car.
But how many points is a chipmunk?
What did you say?
How many points is a chipmunk?
A chipmunk is maybe a quarter point.
Yeah, you're right. It's not worth it.
You get points by delivering.
A hobo is 5 points.
That's the great thing about having a car, is that you get to drive further than you'd want to be on foot. So you can pick up a pie. Say you want to go to Connecticut. You can drive to Connecticut and get a pizza pie from New Haven, even if you live in North Manhattan.
You're a wise man, sir.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
So the bottom line is, the bottom line is 1 car length for every 10 miles an hour you're traveling.
Yeah, that in fact, they actually teach that in driver's ed.
Well, what if you're going 40 miles an hour? How do you do the math while you're driving?
That's 4 car lengths. You just drop off the zero off the end of 40. And it's 4.
Or you can call home and I'll do the math. I'll have a calculator there, or my Korean boy. And
I think Molly can probably do the math in her head.
That's probably safest.
It's
anyway.
Pretty
it's really
easy.
Interesting. Pretty watching you balance playing the character on the radio.
Yeah, my jerky character. And while I'm nervously watching you drive.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm kind of bipolar here.
So, Molly, I have some advice.
I have to be a good dad, but I have to be a jerky young lady.
Molly, I have some advice for you. If you're driving on the highway, you're allowed to go up to 10 miles over the speed limit. So if you're on you'll never get a ticket for go. If you're staying within 10 miles, that's the grace zone, it's called. So the cops will never give you a ticket. If you're on a 55 mile per hour speed limit road, you're allowed to go up to 65.
So if she gets pulled over, she'll explain to the officer that her Uncle Ken assured her that there was such a thing as a grace zone.
Yeah, the grace zone.
Now, Molly, before you take Uncle Ken's advice, I want you to factor this in. He, until very recently, he used to walk around in front of his family naked.
No, that ended. That ended decades ago. Decades ago.
Oh, Dad,
he's going the other way.
Okay.
What kind of advice? Okay, so you're getting advice from Ken, and you always have to factor that in. Because I do it, Molly, I do that 100 times every hour during the show. When Ken says something, I have to factor in the fact that he's a little bit unstable, that he hates himself. He's self-destructive.
But here's the thing, Molly. The 10-mile-per-hour rule is okay on the highway, but you have to be very careful whenever you go from one state to another because the speed limits often change. So as you go from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, make sure you obey the speed limit when you're within a mile or two of the state line, because that's where there's a lot of speed traps by the state line.
You know what? He's absolutely right. When I was pulled over on the way home from Michigan, that was right at the state line.
Yeah, so you got to be aware.
Why are they out at the state line? Why do they enforce it more there? That's where people just trip up with and make mistakes about the speed limit.
Yeah, well, I think as you're going from, I'm not sure if this is right, but the idea is right, which is if you're going from Ohio to Pennsylvania, the speed limit in Ohio is 75, and then you cross the border into Pennsylvania, and the speed limit drops down to 65. So it's easy pickings for the Pennsylvania cops to ticket you.
So those little towns on the border, that's probably their main source of revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also be careful when you're going through a town. Like if you're on a highway or not a super highway, but if you're on a big road and then you get into a little town, you also have to slow down and obey the speed limit in the town because the towns are always...
Or if you're absolutely determined to avoid the ticket, you just gun it, baby. You just gun it. You be like me. And I'm never going back to prison. That's a vow I made.
This is a lot of information to take in.
Yeah. And so much of it is BS.
Everything I said is true. Everything I said is true.
Yeah. Everything the naked father said is true.
I've never been ticketed for going less than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit on a superhighway. It's never happened.
That doesn't mean it never happens to anyone.
Oh, I think it does. I think that's exactly what it means. Otherwise, I wouldn't have told it to Molly.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we have more calls. This is the driver's...
Get the phone number again?
Certain that they know the phone number.
It's
the Driver's Ed edition. Driver's Ed edition of 7 Second Delay. Andy and his daughter Molly are practicing driving. Molly's given Andy a little lesson in the parking lot of the Sears closest to Madison, New Jersey. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. It's me, Sid, from Queens.
Hi, Sid. Molly, it's Sid from Queens.
Hi, Molly. Yeah, I don't really have advice for Molly because I'm not that good of a driver, and I usually drive like 10 miles below the speed limit on the highway because I'm really scared all the time. Mm-hmm. But don't look at your phone when you're driving, and don't hit the hobos because we're nice people.
Wait a second. It's like some of what you're saying makes perfect sense, and some of it sounds insane.
Which part?
Well, I'm with you on the don't look at your phone when you're driving. That's very important. Yeah. But
okay, which part was not the
hobo part? It's 5 points you're talking about.
How many?
5 points if you hit a hobo.
Who gives you those?
The local town in our town. In our town, you get if you can add points, you can save them.
Get a free pizza.
You get a free pizza.
Yeah, it's something
we're
that...
we're a dying breed.
A lot of towns offer points for hitting hobos.
Right. That's not fun. And it's racist, a lot more fun riding freight trains these days.
A racist is 40
points.
Right.
Racist? Yeah, okay, that's better.
A racist hobo is 45 points.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And my racist radar is very, very good.
Is that why you're so careful when you're crossing the street, Dad?
Well, Sid, that's really good advice to not look at the phone.
Yeah.
If you have to use the phone, you got to pull over, Molly.
If you have to look at a phone, you look at a friend's phone.
Don't You don't look at a phone while you're driving.
Oh, don't look at any phone?
No, no phones.
Oh, then you're going to get... Then all you're going to be looking at is cars and traffic.
Right.
Trucks.
That's
exactly. Get a rotary phone.
Yeah, carry a rotary phone around with you, Molly.
That's good advice. That really is good advice. Give your teenager a rotary phone.
Ride freight trains. Don't drive cars.
What was the last freight train you hopped, Sid?
Selkirk to Cleveland, Ohio.
When did you do that?
Like a month ago. 2 months ago.
Cool.
The 12-hour ride.
And which car were you riding in?
It was an intermodal. So it was a really small well.
What's in the intermodal cars?
I don't know what's inside. I'm on the outside. You hide on the outside.
Oh, really? You climb on top, or what do you do?
No, you climb on the, like, on the grates, under the grates that are on the sides of the intermodal. Like, the intermodal goes in a car in a well, so you hide on the side that's under, next to it.
Damn, Sid, you're like a high-tech hobo.
Yeah, high-tech hobo, yeah.
You know all the lingo.
Hobos are like 20, 20, 30 years old nowadays.
Are there a lot of...
have phones.
Are there a lot of people hopping trains these days, Sid?
Not that many, actually.
But
they're young. They're young kids.
But really, so there's no more...
We're out here.
No more old-school hobos. Are you using the secret hobo signs, the secret hobo alphabet?
Yeah.
Really?
Those exist. Those are real, yeah.
Wow, cool.
They scratch them, like, under bridges and stuff.
Cool.
Okay, just give me a signal when I can rejoin my own show.
Wow, Sid, you're my hero, Sid.
Wait, so whose dog was it that was co-hosting last week?
Mine. I have a dog and a raptor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a good co-host. I like him.
Yeah, it's Sammy and Lola.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Sid.
All right, talk to you guys next week.
Okay, bye-bye. Andy, you're back. You're back on the air on your own show, Andy.
I believe I was involved in the show last week as well.
Not so much. Neither you or I was.
Really, not so much. Yeah.
Yeah, last week was the customer survey show.
I hopped the train. The last train I hopped was a Metroliner to Boston, an Amtrak Metroliner.
How do you hop an Amtrak Metroliner?
Well, you got to buy a ticket, and I was in the quiet car, which is kind of tough. You have to whisper. You can't make phone calls.
But you bought a ticket.
I'm a different kind of hobo, Ken. There's lots of different hobos.
What kind of hobo are you?
I'm the kind of hobo in the quiet car, glaring at people that are laughing and talking.
Who also happens to have bought a ticket.
We're all hobos on this bus.
That's no hobo.
It's an elastic.
All right, we're going to the phones again. Our phone number.
Except in this case, there's no little.
Our phone number is 201-209-9368. It's the Driver's Ed edition of 7 Second Delay. Andy and his daughter Molly are doing driving lessons in the Sears parking lot.
Do you remember your driver's test?
Hello.
Do I remember my driver's test?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
I do. I kind of remember it. I remember acing it.
It's acing it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My brother Josh has a funny story where.
Yeah, Josh, Molly's big brother, had an awkward moment. You know, in the driver's test, one of the most important things to remember is to ask the instructor to buckle up, is to remind him to buckle up.
Oh, in the driving test, you mean?
Yes, they won't buckle up until you remind them. And that's a very big infraction if you forget to.
Really?
Yes, but apparently Molly's big brother, Josh, hit a little snag. The instructor was very, very, very heavy and could not get the seatbelt on. So what do you do then?
Yeah, what did he do?
I thought he was paralyzed because he couldn't pull out. The instructor kept saying, it's okay, you can drive, but Josh was afraid it was a trick.
Yeah, it sounds like a trick.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
All right, we have a caller on the line with us. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Molly, Molly, Pam's one of our regular callers.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Molly.
I think I talked to Pam more than I talked to Molly. I don't see Molly that much anymore.
Well, at least Molly's in the car and not in her room.
Yeah, right now she is. Yeah, now
oh,
I got
it. Do you say that sometimes?
I got it for an hour.
You should listen to the shows, Molly. You should hear what he says about you.
Pam is my surrogate daughter.
No, Molly.
When I miss you, I talk to Pam.
In my defense, it's a very nice room.
Yeah, she has a nice room.
It was a home.
I'm sure you do.
We gave her too nice a room. Now, Pam, do you drive to work here in San Francisco? Are you driving the highways there?
Right now, no. It's where I'm working from home, yeah. Thankfully.
Oh, thank God. Good.
Yes.
Any problems with fires recently, Pam?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, our air quality still is pretty bad. But they're getting a handle on the fires that are nearby. So that's good. Half the state is burning, though.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen those satellite pictures. It's pretty scary looking. So, Pam, do you have any driving advice for Molly?
I have two. Can I give two?
Yeah.
Okay. One is always be the second fastest car on the road.
Great advice.
What?
So,
wait,
you know,
what?
Always be the second fastest. So always have another car being faster than you. So there might be on the highway where the speed limit's 65, there might be a car going 85, and you could go 80.
Yeah,
no.
And then you're a slowpoke.
Well, there's somebody who's faster than
over?
You. Yeah, so the faster car would be pulled over, and then, you know, as soon as they get pulled over, you have to slow down
until you
find another faster
car.
Yeah,
Andy, it's like the joke about being chased by a bear. You don't have to run faster than a bear. You just have to run faster than your friend.
Or your wife.
Right.
That's how I tell the joke. But
if your wife
is
not your friend.
Ken, what Pam is telling us is the plot for Smokey and the Bandit.
What's that?
Smokey and the Bandit, Burt Reynolds had to drive the beer across country. Burt Reynolds' friend was driving the beer truck, and Burt Reynolds would drive his sports car really fast to distract the cops, the sheriff cops,
and
to draw them away from the beer truck.
I see.
And so that's what Pam's logic, that's what Pam's advice is based on.
I'm going to
have...
My mind wandered.
Everyone
right
took that advice.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to have to...
Pam, Molly makes a very good point.
What was the point?
What if everyone on the highway took Pam's advice?
But the thing is, that's not going to happen because there's always somebody who wants to be in front, and they're usually young boys, young men.
True.
Yeah.
There are personalities. Yes, Molly. Yes, theoretically, what if? That would be, I think you're going to major in philosophy. Just major in philosophy and you'll go far.
And what is your second tip for Molly?
My second tip is beware, really stay far away from cars driven by older men wearing hats. They're the worst drivers. Is your dad wearing a hat?
I wear a hat.
No, but seriously, I was told this by my driving instructor.
Old men wearing hats.
Yes. Be careful. Beware.
I think it's the hats that are obstructing their vision.
And if you check it out, it turns out to be true more than 50% of the time.
I'll start paying attention to that. That's a good tip.
Yes.
I think hats should be outlawed.
Yeah, no. But and finally, just don't hang out in the left-hand lane if you're just don't let people pass you. That's a pet peeve. So that's not really a piece of advice. That's a request.
Okay. And I will teach Molly how to flirt with the driving instructor. That's probably the most important thing.
Oh, and teach her how to flirt with the arresting officer as well.
Nice.
Yeah, that's bad advice.
Yeah,
now Ken drives naked a lot of the time.
I do not. I have never driven naked.
You have never
really? Why
driven
not?
Naked?
I wasn't there that night.
Ken. That's probably the only thing Ken Friedman has never done. It's his only thing on his bucket list.
I was busy naked driving night. I'm happy I wasn't there. Everybody else got in trouble. I was fine.
That was probably the worst.
Why would you get in trouble for driving naked?
Oh, because sometimes you have to get out of the car.
When do you have to get out of the car? When you're playing, when you're doing a fire drill?
Pam, we were all on motorcycles.
Well, there's all sorts of reasons why you might have to get out of the car. You might have to mail a letter. You might have to stop at an ATM.
But Ken, just so you can say you've done it, just go out and like drive around the block. Get into your car, naked, drive around the block, and then come back home.
Because we're on the phone. Pam, have you ever driven naked? Be honest.
No, I have not. It's a little bit more difficult for women.
Well, funny you should bring up driving naked, Pam, because actually in high school, my batch of friends one night drove around naked. And one of them got out. As the night went on, they were getting more and more insane. And at one point, one of them got out naked and asked somebody on the street for directions.
Sorry. It's all good. We're good.
And they were arrested. They were all arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and indecent exposure. And it created this huge, huge uproar in my town. And I was just so lucky that I wasn't there that night. So I was the only one of my friends who was not involved in this terrible situation. And for that reason, I will never.
I will never. How did I know that?
Are you sure you don't regret being there?
Oh, I.
Not being there.
It's one of the proudest things that I have in my life that I missed that night.
Proudest things that you've never done.
Yeah, because it took like a year for all the legal.
Oh, wow.
BS to fall out from that.
Wow.
When Ken dies and he goes to heaven. That will be the first thing he says at the pearly gates. That's the only thing he'll be able to say. I wasn't there that night.
I was watching Don Kirshner's rock concert at home. All right. Thanks, Pam.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368, and it's Driver's Ed Night here on 7 Second Delay. Andy is giving his daughter Molly driving lessons. In the Sears parking lot in Madison, New Jersey. And if there is
you don't know which Sears.
There's only one.
Madison has 8 Sears.
Not anymore, it doesn't. Not no more.
That's right, two of them closed. Madison is down to 6 Sears stores.
I think there's only one Sears in all of Morris County, as a matter of fact.
If you love Sears, Madison, New Jersey is a slice of paradise.
Okay, we're taking another call. Looking for driving tips for Molly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's WFMU.
Hi.
Yeah, it's WFMU. You're on the air. It's Driver's Ed Night.
Oh, hi. My name is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
How's it going? I'm actually driving right now.
So, Andy, what tips can you give to Molly, who's going to be 16 very soon and is taking Driver's Ed?
Wow. Well, I will say it's a very, you have to be very responsible when you're on the road, and don't let road rage get the best of you. We all want to cut somebody off if they cut us off, but you have to remain calm and let them drive past you, because you're never going to see them again in your life.
So that's how you control road rage? You just let it go?
Yeah. I think
most
that's good
of the
advice.
Time.
How do you control road rage, Andy?
It really depends. Sometimes if somebody's looking at you and they're flipping you off or they're yelling at you, I look straight. I don't give them the gratification they need, and a lot of times, if somebody wants to cut me off, I'll let them.
Good advice.
Be better. Be more mature
for the highway
than
driving.
The jerks on the road.
Bend over and take it. Just bend over and take it. Be the bigger man.
I would say look like
another
you're bending
piece
over.
For
but
highway
when you
driving
bend over,
is,
when you bend over, grab your ankle.
If you're
going
to be in the zoom lane,
grab the
you
gun
have to
your
drive
feet.
The zoom speed.
No one can hear me.
Caller Andy, hang on, because Andy Breckman was getting off a zinger there. Andy, can you give your zinger again?
Well, my piece of advice is a little bit, I would tweak that piece of advice a little bit. I would look like I'm bending over to take it, but what I'm really doing is grabbing the revolver from my ankle holster.
Good advice.
And then blow them away. That's the best way to dispel any road rage.
There's a good Parks and Recreation quote where a character's like, oh, I always tell people to take the high road, so there's more room for me on the low road.
Well, that's great advice.
Yeah.
All right, caller Andy, thank you for your advice.
Sure, I have another
piece. Thank you.
Oh, you have one more?
Yeah.
Go ahead, one more.
When you're driving down a main road with a double line, if you're slowing down to turn, never turn your wheels before you actually turn. I see people do it all
that's
the time.
That's great advice.
They inch up. Always look.
That's a legitimately good tip. If you're turning, don't turn the wheel until you're actually going to make the turn.
Is that an issue?
No, that's a real safety tip, because if you're hit from behind, God forbid, you won't go into the oncoming traffic. If your wheels are turned and you're hit from behind, you're gonna be pushed.
Oh, now I understand. I see. No preemptive wheel turning. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And inching forward. People do it all the time.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay. I do that all the time.
Well, if I ever see you, I'm going to pull up close to you and scare you.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Molly, that reminds me, I have a bit more of advice. At some point in your life, somebody may give you a card for the Policeman's Benevolent Association or some kind of card, and they'll tell you that if you ever get in trouble on the road, just give the arresting officer this card. And
I have a card in my wallet right now.
Well, here's my advice. Always remember the last name of the cop who gave you that card. Because one time I got pulled over, I was going, I was speeding, I was breaking my own rule, going more than 10 miles an hour above the speed limit. Cop pulled me over, I gave him the Policeman's Benevolent Association card, and he said, "Who gave this to you?" And all I could remember was the guy's first name. I said, "Officer Tom." And he said, "What's Officer Tom's last name?" And I said, "I don't know, I only know him as Officer Tom." But you know what? He let me go anyway because of the card.
Isn't the best answer to that Officer Ben Franklin? Wink, wink, wink. You don't actually say the wink, wink, wink.
Right. You can say, how do we make this go away?
Yeah, well, I'd like to take care of this right now if I could.
Is there anything I can do to make this go away? Okay, we're going to the calls again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, can't believe I got through.
I can't believe
Long-time
you got through.
Listener, second time caller.
Who's this?
This is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
From West Lafayette, Indiana.
Andy and Molly, it's Annie from Indiana.
Yeah. Hi, nice. All right, so rule number whatever you might have now. If you are driving and you get pulled over by the police, do not agree to a search if you have other people in your car.
Right. What do they need a warrant?
No, the driver can agree to a search of their car, but then your fellow passengers, your friends and family, will also be searched, like on their person. So just don't do it. Just say no.
Right, because they can ask you anything. The police can ask you anything they want, and if you agree to it, then they're allowed to do it.
Right.
So they don't.
You take the fall. You have to save your friends and family. You take the fall as the driver.
You mean if there's a passenger in the car that has something in their pocket, you'd be guilty.
No, I'm saying they will be busted, and then whatever problem you have as being the driver. But when you agree to allow the police to search, they can then search whoever is in your car, whether they want it or not. So just don't.
Now I'm getting mad at my daughter. Who are you driving with? Yes. Who's in your car?
That is very nice advice.
Hey, you don't know, right? But hopefully they're your friends, so you want to protect your friends.
Yeah, right. One of your friends might have a racist in his pocket, and you wouldn't want that to get caught.
That's very sweet, but you're severely overestimating how cool my friends are.
That's why I tell people to hang out with the losers. There's no danger there.
Well, thanks, Annie. Any
just
other tips?
Say no.
Any other tips, Annie?
No, just say no to cops.
Okay, that's a good one. Thanks, Annie.
Great. Thanks.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Are you, Andy and Molly, are you still driving around this parking lot?
We're still making an oval. We're going counterclockwise around the ramp. This, I believe, is the 500th circuit of this parking lot.
Can you maybe teach Molly how to parallel park or do a cape?
Well, we've done a little parking. Parallel parking is that's pretty advanced.
Yeah.
You know this car is a relatively new model and it has automatic parallel parking. It parallel parks for you.
Oh my God.
It has little cameras but I've only, you know what's funny about that feature? The salesman on the lot showed it to me, and it was very impressive, and it helped sell the car, but then I've never used it.
So it actually accelerates and goes into reverse?
No.
Or it aids you?
No, it guides you.
Right, okay.
It tells you when to turn the wheel. Oh, I'm sorry. It does turn the wheel for you. It kind of guides you. But
damn.
You have to hit the gas.
Interesting.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you have the self-driving car, it goes rogue, and you do everything you can, but you still hurt someone.
Who's responsible?
Yeah.
Just give him my name.
Just open the door and say, there he goes. Just point to the wood.
All right, we're taking another call.
Ken Friedman, officer. Friedman.
Friedman. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, cool. Hi. I grew up in Sussex County, New Jersey.
Where?
My dad. Yeah.
Where in
Sussex? My dad taught me how to drive at the Walk Hill Valley High School parking lot. And what he did was he made me do everything backwards. He set up cones. I had practiced parallel parking. And he made me do everything backwards because he said if I could drive good backwards, I could drive good forwards.
Oh, he made you drive in reverse?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, we did everything backwards.
Andy, do you have any?
I mastered it. And then I could drive forward.
That's exactly how I taught my kids.
So I can drive backwards really well.
We do the same thing with reading in our house.
With weeding?
Reading. If you can read backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can drive through cones backwards and start your parallel parking and, you know, yeah.
Funny you should mention cones, because when I taught my daughter to drive, I did carry around two cones in the back of the car for practicing parallel parking. Andy, do you have any cones with you?
No,
well, you know,
my dad
so
did. Yeah, and my dad worked for the post office. He was a rural carrier, and he was very proud of that. He was a good driver, you know, because he drove. He did the West Milford route, and he was just very proud that he was a good driver, and he had to drive backwards a lot, and he felt that was important, so he had to teach me.
Yeah, back in the old days, if you drove backwards, it actually took the odometer backwards.
Not anymore.
All sorts of possibilities. I once drove backwards for about 15 miles to erase the 15 miles from the odometer.
Oh, wow. Was it worth it?
It was worth it because I had to pay by the mile.
So there you go.
Yeah, I erased 15 miles from my fee.
Yeah, me and my friend Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. When I took my driver's test, I hit two cones. They were brothers, Eli and Evan Cone, and it was a big demerit.
I bet. Any points?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, nobody can hear Andy. All right, thanks for the tips, Sussex County.
Nobody can hear me?
You're very quiet. You and Molly both are very, very quiet.
All right, well, we'll sit up. We'll talk louder. Uh-oh, hold on. We have a truck.
A truck?
Way. Hold on. UPS delivery truck. Oh, this is a crisis. No, he stopped at that house. Thank God. We're okay.
Okay.
Oh, can you go flirt with him?
Tragedy narrowly averted.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is James calling from I-70 in Kansas.
Hey, James.
I drive across the country.
Well, you're driving across the country right now.
Yes, we are.
And what are you finding?
I have my partner Allie here too.
What are you finding out there in the American heartland right now?
A lot of oil pumps and tons of corn and anti-abortion posters.
Cool.
Yeah, some windmills.
Oh yeah, windmills. That's right. More and more windmills.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Well, that's good.
Of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have some advice for Molly.
Okay, hit us with your advice.
Okay, so if you get tired when you're driving, pull off on a gas station and just take a 20-minute cat nap. Don't drive tired. Lock your doors. You can do that. Then the other one is don't get pissed off at the other drivers. You'll get there when you get there. It's just not going to do any good to get you mad. And then I'm going to hand you over to Allie, my partner, who's driving right now, and she has a bit of advice for her as well.
Thanks, James. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, sweetheart. You sound really sweet, and I'm really sorry to be this person. So I'm 27, and I've been followed by people, men, in cars before. So I wanted to ask off advice because, of course, I was crying when that was happening to me. So if someone you notice is following you, you need to call somebody to let them know and don't drive home. Like, just keep driving, and if they're still following you, then you need to call the police because that's not normal and that's not okay.
Good advice.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate piece of advice. And Molly, you sound so young, and I just don't want to be that old lady that's like, you call the police, but it's really scary when someone follows you and to the store and stuff.
Well, my advice is a little different. I tell Molly, if somebody follows her, to go on one and only one date with him. And that's how you can maybe get a good sense of who he is and if he's really creepy.
Don't you think that...
Oh, you guys.
Don't you think...
That's how I met both my wives.
Andy, I think you just undid all the great advice that Allie gave Molly, Andy.
You just
destroyed it.
It's a jungle out there, Andy. Shouldn't you know?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the jungle.
Look at the squirrel.
Hey, you guys, now where are you guys heading to? You guys heading to California?
Allie, are you guys heading to California?
Oh, no, we're heading to New York City.
All right.
Oh, you're heading
over there. We are, I was in school in Texas, and so after COVID happened, I went back home to Colorado, and now we're heading back to New York City. We're going to do the 14-day quarantine.
Cool. Where are you going to spend your quarantine?
Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy. Great place to be quarantined.
I know, and we got a cool roommate, and it's going to be a good time.
All right. Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks. I love your show.
Thanks, Allie. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Now we have a couple of days to clean up New York City before they get here.
Yeah. Molly, that reminds me, I have some other advice for you as well. Especially now during the pandemic, you don't want to use service station restrooms or anything. So you want to, if you have to go to the bathroom, you want to pee on the side of the road. But you have to be very careful where you pull over. The best place to pull over is right after the exit on-ramp. So you'll pass by an exit of people exiting the highway, and then maybe another quarter mile later, there will be the exit on-ramp of people entering the highway, and that's where you want to pull over. Because that way, nobody will hit you who's going like 75 miles an hour. If somebody hits you, they'll probably only be going 40 miles an hour.
Oh, that's
great advice. Our family usually uses... if we're out and about, the vestibule at WFMU.
Oh, my God. That was you guys?
Well, hey, it's a pandemic, Ken. I'm not going to go into a restroom.
Ken, that's so nice. I promise you, though, I will not remember that. My family, we went on a road trip to Michigan to go see my sister, and my dad made us bring, like, a porta-potty. Like, we brought a personal porta-potty. And it was attached to the car.
Pop-up tent.
A pop-up tent. I refused to use it.
You had a pop-up tent?
A pop-up tent for the side of the road during the pandemic.
Oh, so you would pull over and you would put up the tent.
Yeah.
And then you would go inside the tent and pee inside the tent.
We also brought pop-up Stuckies in case we got hungry.
Why do you need a tent? Why can't you just walk into the woods?
Why do you need a tent? Well, boys don't need a tent. That's true. Boys can use a tree, but women.
Oh my God!
Oh, here come four kids on bikes. Usually, tap the brakes. Okay,
that's 20 points if you get them all.
Yeah, we could probably get them all with one shot. No, they've just driven right across the parking lot, but now they're out of range.
I see. So the tent is for the ladies.
The tent is for the ladies or men who want to go maybe number two.
Oh.
And Molly, I'll explain what number two means after the show.
Yeah. Oh boy, oh boy. Okay. We're going back.
I don't think there's a worse feeling in the world than going next to like a public restroom and having to use the tent.
It is pretty sad to park next to a public bathroom and just pitch a tent.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left on Driver's Ed Night here on 7 Second Delay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt.
And my advice is...
It's Matt Hall!
It is.
I recognize your voice. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Ken. Love the show. Have called in before. So I actually have two tips for Molly, both of which from... I'm about to get... I'm turning off the radio. One is that what something my driver's teacher in high school taught me, which I think is really important to know, and that is a tire will burn for 4 hours, which means that when you run out of gas in the Yukon, you have 20 hours before the wolves get you.
Wow.
Which is, I think, important. And the second piece of advice is by the person who actually taught me how to drive, who was not the driver's ed teacher, who did a miserable job of teaching me how to drive because he was too busy instilling fear. And the second piece of advice is, if it is a choice between you hitting a rabbit and a man on a bicycle, hit the rabbit. If it is a choice between you hitting a man on a bicycle or a car hit the man on the bicycle.
Why?
Why?
Because if you hit the car, you will get hurt.
But if you hit the man on the bicycle, you might kill him.
Best advice I ever heard. Perfect advice. We've learned a lot in the last call. We've learned if you run out of gas, remove a tire from your car and set it ablaze.
It'll keep you warm for 4 hours.
Yep.
It'll keep the wolves away for 20 hours.
You can cook things in the smoky, disgusting, you know, you can cook the rabbit, you know, I suppose.
You can cook the man from the bicycle.
It kind of gives it that rubbery, kind of smoky feel, you know.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Any other tips?
Nope, that's it. That's all I know.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
All I know.
Those are the only two things you need to know.
That's good advice. I never knew the story about the tires.
Yeah, that's great advice. I hope I have to remember to write that down. I'm going to forget it. Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention our? I know we've aborted. We're no longer doing the talent show. Is that correct?
Right. We're going to do music trivia on Zoom on October 10th.
And what is your business model for that? People will have to buy in to play.
Not quite sure yet. They'll have to buy a ticket to attend.
And then is there a prize if they win? Is there a ribbon? Is there a bumper sticker?
Cash money, brother. Cash money prize.
Hey, that's pretty sweet. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. And Molly, I wanted to mention to you to not take your dad's advice, and you should learn how to change a tire. I know your dad doesn't know how to change a tire. He just calls AAA. But it's very important to know how to change a tire.
Ken, when was the last time you changed a tire?
Pretty recently.
Really?
Yeah, just a couple of months ago, I think.
You should have called me, because I could have called AAA for you.
Well, I have AAA also, but it's much faster to just change the tire yourself. Why do you call AAA for a spare tire change?
Why? That's exactly the service I'm paying for.
My friend told me something, and I don't know if it's true.
What, honey?
But she said if you're ever really, really mad at someone and you slash their tires, only slash 3, because if you do 4, insurance will cover it.
Huh.
I don't know if that's true.
If all 4 tires are slashed, they can file a claim. But if only 3 are slashed, they have to pay for it themselves?
I don't know.
Well, here's another.
What kind of friends are you talking about? These are the friends that don't want to be searched when you're pulled over.
Here's another rule for you, Molly. This is called the Patrick Swayze rule. If you ever find yourself as a bouncer at a really dangerous roadhouse, buy yourself 3 extra spare tires. That way, when the hooligans slash your tires because you kicked them out of the bar, you'll have plenty of spares.
Yeah, that's the best advice yet.
And also,
you're the greatest.
And also, Molly, if your dad won't teach you how to change a spare tire, ask your mom to show you.
That's right. Well, I have not changed a tire. I did change a tire a couple times in my life, but it has been years. Tires now are pretty durable. They're made pretty well.
Not mine.
No, not Ken's.
I mean, but sooner or later, you're going to get a flat. So it happens.
That's true. That's true. And I'll teach you how to call AAA. That'll be my contribution.
Did you buy Molly a AAA card yet?
I think Molly and Evan are going to get a used Honda Accord to drive to and from school. And
that's a scary drive.
That is a scary drive. We'll have to minimize the highway part of it. But that's a real life changer, driving to school. Do you remember those days, Ken?
Yeah. I never drove to school because I lived just a couple blocks away. But, yeah, it does make a big difference.
It's a milestone. It's a life milestone.
5 years ago, Evan lost a bet whenever I drive, has to sit in the back seat, and he thinks I forgot about it, but I haven't forgotten about it.
Molly's going to make her brother sit in the back seat when she shows up.
Good, or strap him to the roof or something. Hey, we're almost out of time. Molly and Andy, thanks for the Driver's Ed edition of 7 Second Delay. And Andy,
don't forget to thank Jeremiah and apologize again.
Right, Jeremiah, I'm so sorry. I'm so very, very sorry. And thank you. Okay, bye, Andy and Molly.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Good luck, Molly. Good luck with the test. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
To keep me steady.